It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If opportunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us. And as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio and share with you the wonderful message of the love of God that was presented to us as He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on an old rugged cross, shedding His blood so that we might have everlasting life. We're going to be listening to Evangelist Randy Bain preaching this morning as a start to our revival services that we're going to be starting this morning with Evangelist Randy Bain. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Evangelist Randy Bain family. The name of this song that they're going to sing for us this morning is titled Precious Jesus.
Shineth all the day. and triumph when you speak His name. Lovely Savior, my sunshine, the midnight. He's my guiding star that shineth all the day.
Precious Jesus. Here's what 1 Peter chapter number 2 has to say, starting with verse number 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Verse number 6. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Verse number 7. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. In knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you realize that the Lord is precious because He died on the cross, shedding His blood, offering a salvation to you that you could not gain by yourself. It is a gift from God through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Precious because it is only the shed blood of Jesus Christ that can wash away your sins. It is precious because it is the only thing that can get you to heaven. Precious because Jesus is the only way. Precious, but it is also offered as a gift. You could not buy it, but God sent His only begotten Son so that salvation might be bought for you and offered to you as a free gift. My friend, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to have someone sit down with you and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this free gift of salvation offered by God through the Lord Jesus Christ, please call me. I would count it an honor to share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this wonderful gift of salvation that is offered through the Lord Jesus Christ. Please come be with us in the services this morning. As we mentioned before, this morning starts revival at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Our revival services will start this morning at 9:45 and then 11 o'clock and then 6 o'clock this evening with evangelist Randy Bain. Randy Bain will also be preaching Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock each night. We would invite you to be with us in all of the services, but don't wait till later in the week to come, unless you're providentially hindered. Please come be with us at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina, this morning for Sunday school at 9:45, and hear the preaching of evangelist Randy Bain in the services today and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock each evening. We also have a website. If you will go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, and that's Mebane, M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you the wonderful message of salvation and how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus as your Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist and that's Mebbins with an apostrophe S. This will pull up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, listening to part of a message that evangelist Randy Bain has preached, let's listen to another song by the evangelist Randy Bain family. The name of the second song is titled, "'Tis So Sweet."
In Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know Thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus,
oh, for grace to trust Him Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him
more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus. We find in Psalm 119, verse 103, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Trusting in Jesus is sweet because Jesus brings the message of salvation, the gift that's offered to us because Jesus paid the price. It is the sweetness of the love of God. It is the sweetness of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ to buy salvation for us that brings the sweetness of salvation to us. A gift, a precious gift, a sweet gift. And reading His Word will unfold to you the love that He has for you. But Jesus has promised not only to save us as we receive the gift of salvation that he has offered through his own precious blood, but he has also promised, as it says in Hebrews 13:5 at the end of the verse, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Listen to the evangelist Randy Bain family as they sing for you this last song that's titled, All the Way.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercies, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befalls me, Jesus doeth all things well. Yes, I know whate'er befalls me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit, clothed in mortal wings, its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
In Hebrews chapter number 7, starting with verse number 24, but this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Verse number 25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. When Jesus saves a person, he saves them to the uttermost. Being saved to the uttermost means that Jesus will lead us all the way home. He will not lose anyone that has accepted him as personal Savior. He saves them to the uttermost, all the way to heaven's shore. All the way my Savior leads me. If he leads us all the way, shouldn't we follow him as the sheep would a shepherd? As David said in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. If the Lord is your shepherd, because you've received him as Savior, shouldn't you follow him in this life as his sheep? Now we're going to listen to an excerpt from a message from evangelist Randy Bain that was preached last year in our Thank God for Christmas revival on November the 26th, 2023, in the AM service. The name of this message that he's going to share with us is titled, Peace with God.
Turn to Romans chapter number 5 this morning, the book of Romans chapter number 5, as we look in the Word of God together. Let's stand this morning. We'll reverence God's Word together in its reading. Looking in chapter number 5 of the book of Romans, verse number 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for letting us publicly read the Word of God. God, we ask in Jesus' name that you might send revival to America. Yes. Lord, may you start it in the heart of your church and your people. Lord, we know that a little fire can kindle a great matter. Lord, I pray this week that you might set somebody's heart afire that would cause to burn and to spread throughout this church and this community. I ask you for liberty today to preach the Word of God. Somehow, Lord, may you awaken and quicken some dear sinner's heart. May they be convicted of the Holy Ghost and drawn by divine power to this altar for salvation. Have your will and your way in our hearts now. Lord, we'll thank you for all that you do, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach this morning on the thought, peace with God. We're coming into the Christmas season, and you'll see that phrase, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And people will talk a lot about peace, but how do we have peace with God? And how can we have peace one with another? Well, Romans 5 and verse number 1 is a statement that in a brief moment tells us how to have peace with God. That is being justified by faith through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only peace on earth that man can have. And as a result, that will flow over into other elements of peace in a person's life. Now, you take note in verse number 1 how he says, therefore. That word, therefore, is a statement that says, go and look that which has been declared. There's the foundation of what now I'm going to build upon. The book of Romans is divided into several sections, and each of these sections begin with the word, therefore. It's almost like a lawyer, and this is the courtroom drama of redemption, this great book of Romans, like a lawyer laying one foundation, then building upon that, and then another and another until he comes to that conclusion, which is evident. Well, this word therefore sends us back into the early part of the book of Romans, and there are two things that have to be established when we think about peace with God. Number one is the fact that there is a God. For if there be no God, then why do we have to worry about having peace with Him? You can tell me Mickey Mouse is angry with you, and I just laugh at you. But you get on a street corner and you begin to preach, God is angry with the wicked every day. And people come unglued. They'll cuss, they'll rave, they'll try to run you off, they'll call the police on you. And if there be no God, what's the problem? Well, we find that there is the existence of God. Number two, man naturally is not right with God and does not have peace. Now, these two elements have already been established in Romans. Turn back to chapter number 1, if you will, please. Book of Romans, chapter number 1. And we see there is a recognition that there is a God. In verse number 18, he said, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now, there's a couple of ways that men know there is a God. Number one, the fact that we have a conscience. In verse number 19, he said, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. You mean there's something in man that says there is a God? Yes, it's called conscience. Conscience is the Latin for an inward guide. It means to know. And unless your conscience is seared or reprobated, then when the truth is told you and when God is mentioned, you know that there is a God. People say, well, you know, I've eliminated God out of my mind and out of my being. Oh, really? Listen to the 911 tapes and those folk in the Twin Towers and the calls that came in. And people are screaming and knowing that they're getting ready to die. Immediately they cry, oh my! And then they use the name of God. Because back there in the back of their mind, in that conscience, God said, I put it in them to show them that there is a God. Now, your conscience is like your dog that you've got tied up back there in the backyard. And at about 2 o'clock in the morning, that dog starts barking. Woo! 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 You get up with sleep in your eyes and stick your head out the back door. Shut up! Oh, 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 oh! I said, shut up! And that dog, woo, 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 goes back in the doghouse. You lay back down, that dog, oh, 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 oh! This time you pick up a stick of firewood and throw at it. Woo, woo! He goes back in there and shuts up. And all the time, that thief's behind that oak tree said, whoosh! Am I glad he shut that dog up? Well, that's what happens when the Word of God is preached. There's something goes off in the back of your mind and it says, hey, he's telling you the truth. He's telling you that which is right. That's why when the invitation comes, you grab a hold of the back of that pew. And that old heart begins to race and the palms get sweaty and all that. No, 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 there's no God. Well, who's that bothering you then? What's going on in the back of your mind? You know good and well that there's a God, that you're going to stand before Him. That fact is established by conscience. Then it's established by creation. Verse number 20, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. God said, I have put my copyright on creation and I have signed it. You ever seen a beautiful painting and boy, you wonder, who in the world painted that painting? And then you get to looking and tucked away somewhere in that painting is that artist's signature. Well, if you look around at creation, you'll find there's a signature on it, and it's God.
That was from a message that was preached on November the 26th, 2023, by Evangelist Randy Bain. We would invite you to come be with us in our services today at 9:45, 11 o'clock, and 6 o'clock this evening. And then this week, Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock nightly, here at Tabernacle Baptist Church. And now, my friend, if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle once again around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible studies at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, it's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time.